So we all know summer is approaching, which is very exciting. Warmer days are coming. So fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-created meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for?
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have a new flavor to explore.
Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust.
Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like shrimp and blackened salmon.
Keep your kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up, which Lou hates to do.
I do. I hate cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well and balanced, which just makes cooking and meal prep easy at home. Not that you're cooking or meal prepping, they've done it all for you.
Head to factormeals.com/common50 and use common50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off for your next month. That's code common50 at factormeals.com/common50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Ashton's cranky this morning.
Well, no, I feel like you're cranky because you don't like the lighting.
No, I feel good this morning. I've been productive.
Okay, well, that's good.
Wait, what's got you feeling a bit? What's got you feeling a sort of way, type of way? You're hungry. She's hungry.
I'm hungry. That's probably
yeah,
it.
You are. You're scaring me. You're scaring
really?
Me.
Really? I thought, I was just, I don't know.
Let's James is going to bite our heads off.
All right, guys. Well, today we have a episode on how to get rich online, Cardi's put. Love that. Let's get
I'm going to teach you guys how to get rich from not, I want to say doing nothing, but it's a lot of work. Oh. A lot of work.
I was like, where are you going with this?
Yeah. No, we want to talk about influencing and making money online, social media.
Having your own business.
Our journeys with it. Just because I feel like everyone wants to be an influencer these days, so we may as well help you out.
Yeah, I feel like it's the number one desire. Like if you ask kids in high school what I want to be, they all say influencer, which is so weird.
It's a pretty good life.
Yeah, no, it's a great life.
It's a great life.
But isn't it funny that it's a job?
We've been in the game for some time. Mm. I've been in the game since I was a youth. So yeah. I feel like I've got a lot of opinions on it all and I've seen it all evolve and change a lot. So, but before we jump into all of that, this is our mantra of the week.
Oh, you didn't even wait for me.
Okay, this is our mantra of the week. Do you like this one? Did you see it in the notes?
I did, and I know why. I know where you got the inspo from.
We went to an event last night and we met a Kardashian. We met a Jenner. It sparked the thought and the quote was said,
get your ass up and work.
Get your ass up and work. And that's our mantra this week. It's very
fitting. Came from Kim K.
That's Kimmy's quote. We didn't meet Kimmy, I wish. Have met Chris. Love you, Chris. Fucking love Chris Jenner. Oh my God, no. I could literally cry.
She was in the Roman Empire.
She was in my dream the other night. Sorry, I know we're going so off topic, but she was in my dream the other night and I woke up and I was like, I just had the best day with Chris Jenner. And I just think that we need to become friends. I think we'd just be like besties. You might be booted out of your spot.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That's how close I think we would be.
I think if there's that question of who would you go to lunch with, if you could have one person, it would definitely be her.
Chris Jenner, we're drinking martinis. I don't even like martinis. I'll drink a martini for you, Chris Jenner.
But pick her brain.
Oh, she is an intelligent woman.
She is.
But she's, yeah, exactly. She has raised some very smart children. And I don't care if you don't like the Kardashians. They're multi-millionaire billionaires.
Yeah.
So let's just listen to Kim. Get up and work, bitch.
Yeah.
That was so Aussie. But no, it brings us me into just the whole, I guess, thing with influencing and so, you know, working on social media. I think the first point is if you're wanting to do this, you need to realize it's a lot of work.
Mm.
It's nonstop work.
Yeah, you don't really feel like you switch off because you're constantly feeling like you have to be relevant is like the main thing.
In this app, we're going to tell you obviously tips and tricks, but also our positives to it and the realistic like downside, not downsides, but the challenges that do come with having a career / having your whole life online. Because
not everyone is like us and is very open online as well. Like there are people out there who are just like fashion girlies or, you know, there's different kinds of influences. So I think, yeah, keep that in mind too, that you don't have to be like us.
Yeah, it's honestly, this is actually a really large topic because it just depends on what kind of influencing you want to be doing. For, I guess we can speak just from what we do, which is like, maybe we should explain, I guess, how we got into it firstly.
Yeah, that's a good start.
Yeah, well, so I was in school. I know everyone's probably heard this story. My whole thing started when it was like YouTube era and there was like Lauren Curtis was the biggest YouTuber in Oz. Chloe Morello. I used to watch YouTube like makeup videos. I was really into that in school because I would do makeup for people's like formals and stuff. So I would learn off them. And then one day my friend asked me to send them a video of how to do like, I don't know, a smoky eye or some shit. The file was too big to send on email. So I put it on YouTube and it was on public and it just went off. And then I did a Kylie Jenner. Oh my God. Everything comes back to the Jenners. That was my my first video that ever went viral was a Kylie Jenner red lip tutorial when she had those little lips. Remember she like would always do this red lip winged eyeliner look. It was like her signature thing.
Yeah. And then that's when she started the lip kit.
No, it was before the lip kit days. Dude, I'm talking when I was literally 16, 15, like young. And she, I did a video on her look and it was like kind of, it went viral online and I just kept posting. So I grew my following really organically just doing YouTube videos and it all just happened really fast. And social media, like influencing wasn't a thing. I wasn't being paid yet.
Yeah.
And then I remember my first job, another full circle moment because I just filmed a video for them this morning, was Rimmel reached out and I did a makeup video for Rimmel. And now I work with Rimmel here and it's just this crazy thing. But anyways, that's how it started. It grew organically through that. And then over the years, I watched it become like a profitable job for me. And instead of like, I was in acting school, I was supposed to go to an acting university and I ended up not doing it because I was full time doing social media straight out of school and making money from it. So
what was that like making so much money at such a young age? Like
I just spent money on my friends. I literally just spent money on my friends. I didn't know what to do with it because I was just like, and I also moved out really young. I spent most of my money. I moved to Byron Bay at like 17. So I paid for my rent up front because like who the fuck's going to rent to a 17-year-old? Yeah. So I was like, I've got money.
With like no resume or
nothing.
You know what I mean?
Never worked. Just have this little like online thing. I did work in a vintage store for a bit. That was fun. That's my only normal job I've ever had.
Do you think not having – this is turning into an interview. Yeah. Do you think not having a normal job – do you think that maybe you missed out on certain skills or didn't learn certain things?
No, because this job has taught me everything in one and I had to just learn myself because it is what people need to understand is like influencing. And I think people get it now. It is a full-time business, which I had to learn because it wasn't a business to me. It was a hobby. Like it was just a hobby since I was young. And then my mum managed me when I was younger, when I was making money, and we learned along the way that like, whoa, this is a full business, which obviously people know now.
Yes.
Because girlies out there, they are treating it like they've got some girls off the back of social media have multi-million dollar companies, beauty brands, clothing brands. Like it's really evolved and changed, but that was my start to it. And I just learned along the way.
And you also, like the thing with a lot of people, if they didn't maybe have like a normal job and learn the value of money, but you've always been good with money. Like that's actually like really good. I feel like maybe that's thanks to your mom.
Oh, my dad.
Oh, your dad.
My dad was a hard worker. Yeah, it was like ingrained in me to work hard. And I felt like I wanted to prove something of myself because I had so many people hating on me for doing social media. They were like, what the fuck are you doing? So I was like, I'm going to.
Yeah, back then people made fun of you. I remember even my sister would be like, oh my God, what are you doing taking photos of that and then putting like, what's the point?
I'm
I don't know.
I just did not give a flying fuck. I was like, you guys don't understand. But like I was just really creative when I was younger and I wanted to express myself. And I was like, I've got a platform. I'm connecting with all these people. I know this is going somewhere. And look at it, like, look at it now, you little bitches. It's a full blown, like, it's a huge industry now. And it's like, it's exciting that I feel like I was honored that I was at the start of it. Like, it's cool. But it's like anything. If you're going to get into this, you need to be okay with criticism from people and people not understanding.
100%.
And if you're starting now, you're lucky because it's like,
well, it's so much more accepted now and people want, like, it's something that people want to do.
Yeah.
Back in the day, people just shut on it. They didn't really understand.
Yeah.
It, but
I didn't even understand it, to be fair.
Well, no, but I think you were in it because you were like, oh, I like creating videos. And like, people just didn't understand where it was going.
I just had fun with it. And I think that is such an important thing, is you need to just, I think why it worked for me at a young age was because I was, number one, passionate. You could feel that energy. I had my own creative flair on things and I was so unique to myself. And I think obviously we'll get into tips after we talk about how you got into it, but I just think on that topic, they are like the three key things that I find is why some people succeed over others.
Yeah, agreed.
Anyways, let's talk about how you got into social media.
Oh, it feels like forever ago now. It's crazy.
It was.
It was forever ago. Yeah, this was back in – I mean, to be fair, I was like posting – on social media, not really expecting it to go anywhere. I just enjoyed posting on there from like maybe 2016, I reckon, I would say. But then it wasn't until 2018 or 2017 when we got close that you were like, what are you doing with your life? And I've told this story before, but I was just working full time for High Smile and I was like the receptionist slash like model.
Teeth model.
Teeth model. And I was just... I was living in fear, basically. I was making excuses. Well, I have bills to pay for. I can't just quit my job. Like, I don't have I had no savings. I had a personal loan I was paying off at the time. I just didn't feel like I was in a position to be able to take the leap. But with a big pep talk from Cardi and a big manifestation walk on the beach and envisioning my future.
It literally felt like we were in like a portal. It felt magic
when
it happened.
And at the beginning of that trip, I remember we did our tarot cards as well. And I remember you saying like, you're going to have a moment where just everything changes for you here. And you said that it was going to be on the back of a moped.
So dramatic.
But anyway, that was the trip that I did quit my job, which was quite funny. I didn't talk to anyone about it. I just quit it.
I loved this moment for you. I was like, fuck yes. Cause that's, I think a lot of people that probably want to do social media have that moment where they're like, I need to quit everything and just try something, you know?
Yeah. It was my fuck it moment.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing changed except my perspective. My perspective. Wait, what? Is that the word? Why does that sound so funny to say?
Perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. On what?
My perspective is on myself. Like, I had you giving me the courage to believe in myself.
Yeah.
So then my perspective on taking the leap changed, because before I was living in fear, but then I was living in hope and faith and I don't know, believing in myself.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing to note with like, with I guess opportunities we have in this day and age is that anything is fucking possible. Like truly, you can get anywhere online. Like do you see people that just go viral, like, and within 3 weeks their whole life has changed? Tube girl.
Proper overnight fame now. Like it's a
thing. It can happen. But also I don't think that's something to necessarily strive for. Because something that I think is really important that a lot of people don't often think about when they're doing social media is longevity. And I think what I've always tried to maintain in what I do, and I think you're the same, is like having something more than one, just your looks to base your content around. I think it's really important to have substance about yourself. And that's why we can only speak personally. We share a lot about ourselves and our lives. You don't have to do that. There's so many different ways you can do social media, but I think having something that is giving back slash connecting with your community is going to give you longevity. People can connect with you more. It creates more opportunities for, say, brand deals or just messaging behind what you do, and it feels better.
I think you're going to have a stronger audience, like a stronger fan base. When you're giving content that's serving others instead of self-serving content, that's then going to be more engaging for your fan base, and they're going to feel like you're giving back to them rather than just being like, me, 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 me.
And I think you can do... Okay, look, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. If you just want to post like your fashion.
That's so nurturing, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Love language.
You can do any content you want, but I think before you go jumping yourself into it, having a bit of a game plan, like you can watch others before you now.
Yeah.
For me, I just had to wing it. But intuitively, I always felt like, I feel so lucky to have this platform, and like I take that really seriously, having hundreds and thousands of people listening to me. I think you need to have like, it's a big weight to hold, and I think you need to take that responsibility seriously in how you're influencing people. And my trade-off to myself was like, you're getting all these like crazy opportunities, you're getting paid quite a lot of money for someone your age, like back when I was younger and still now. What are you going to do with all of that? And like, how can you positively influence people and be like a voice for people? So mine was always about mental health and self-empowerment. That's why we have the podcast. That's why we talk. And a lot of our friends online, like they might not get it. You know, they're like, oh, like that's so cute that you guys do that. But for me and for us, I feel like we go home at the end of the day, and it's even on days where it's hard and you're like, oh, like, I'm over this, because it does get draining. We always sit there and we go, well, why did we start this in the first place? So I think having a really strong why.
Yeah. Or what's important to you.
Is a really good way, because you can get lost in the sauce out here in the social media world.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot, and it can be really consuming.
And also it's so easy to compare yourself to others and go like, you can lose who you are and your essence of yourself. You can then start like pretending to be someone else or copying someone else. And I think that that's when you'll probably start to like lose a bit of your engagement.
Or feeling like you need to shift yourself into someone else just to fit into the mold or to succeed further.
Which is something we struggled with for ages. Remember when like all of a sudden it was like clean girl aesthetic, like everything changed because of Endlessly Love Club, I feel.
Yeah.
And we were like, we don't know how to be Endlessly Love Club. Like we're just not like, that's just not us. And we just didn't feel like there was a space for us online for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Like we actually did. We were like kind of like, we're irrelevant. We don't really know what we're doing on here.
No, and that's the thing. What I think is what I've now learned, if you're wanting to really do social media, and honestly, just from what I observe, and again, longevity, if you want to be in this career and you want to make something of yourself as a public figure, not just a random Insta girl, it's also fine. I'm not saying this is judgment, but it's just like if you want a proper like big time career, I think not falling for trends, and like I always say it to us, I'm like, we just need to stay true to us. And like even people online over the years have said to me like, we miss Byron Bay Cardia because I am so guilty of it. Like I've been in this since I was so young. I've been easily molded by people around me, by managers, by the industry. Like something that like really messed with me when I was younger was my first agency I had. Because I was very like vintage style, hippie. They were like, we need you to be more elevated. We need you to be more elevated. So I went on this like journey of like, oh God, I'm not good enough. I'm not clean enough. I don't buy expensive enough clothes. Like I don't wear certain things. And it really fucks with your head when you've got people around you that want to mold you into something you're not.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 your year to finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't actually help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. It's super convenient and helps you with actual conversation tips and tools so that you can learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. It can just give you that extra confidence when in a foreign country or a non-English-speaking country.
Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chaos. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chaos, spelled BABBEL.com/chaos. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Look at Madeline Argy. Is that how you say her name? I think she is the greatest example of someone that succeeded without needing to change. Like she just did an interview with, fuck, I can't remember
Call
what.
Daddy.
Magazine. No, it was a magazine. They did a shoot and they went to her family house. And she's there shooting with her shitty beat up car in her family house. It's a fucking mess or whatever. It's not a mess, but it's like, you know, it's like she's got her little like farm in the background with her like rabbits or whatever they are. And I just thought, I love this. It's so authentic. She has not shifted for the industry. Yeah,
she's not pretending to live this perfect, like glamorous.
Letting money impact everything. Also, like she was dating like a really big famous rapper who also like she's surrounded by the industry and money. But I love people like that stay really true to themselves and like. It's more than I can say for myself. I've gotten so caught up sometimes in like thinking I needed to be someone I wasn't or dressing in designer and all this and that. That shit does not matter. If you actually want to like create social impact or like create a really great career online, I think the most important thing is being a good human. Mm-hmm. So when you're on set and you're shooting or you're talking to clients or whatever it is, like you have to be nice to everyone you're involved with.
Yeah.
Super important. And yeah, just staying true to yourself and what's authentic to you. And it's a little bit trickier. Like it's a little bit harder said than done, easier said than done. but that's a huge thing, I think.
Well, coming off of that, I was going to say networking is like a huge factor in this industry. Anyway, I feel like you have to be really good at networking. I mean, there are people. Depends. Yeah. There's people that it honestly depends on your path and what kind of influencer you are. But I think in general, whether it's business or influencing, I think having a good network of connections is great because it's more knowledge, it's more power, it's more opportunities.
Yeah.
You just don't know what those people can bring to you in your life or what they can offer you. So I think always being nice, like you said, to everyone you meet, you just don't know
who someone is or how they could assist.
Yeah.
How you could help each other, really.
And also something I've seen it from not my mistakes, but other people's mistakes who are influencers is like they might, you know, I don't know, they might not get something in on time or they might end up like damaging a bit of a relationship with a PR and then they'll be like, oh, I don't care anyway, like fuck them, fuck that brand. But then that PR girl will then jump to another brand, which maybe could be their favorite brand. Next minute you've burnt that bridge with that PR girl. Yeah. So you just have to be really mindful of knowing that PR is your best friend.
Yeah.
Always treat them with kindness and you just don't know where they're going to end up. So just,
I think also remembering that even though there's lots of influencers and the industry is like quite big now, it's also small and everyone talks. And so if you're on set, like you don't ever want to be the girl that you're on set and someone's like, oh, so-and-so, like they're so rude or such a bitch or whatever.
Yeah.
Obviously it's hard if you're having a bad day, but I think even if you're say shooting or you've got content and it's late, just always being like, communicative.
Yeah.
Or just communicating well with a client or with a brand or with your manager. Like, I'm sorry, I couldn't do this. Like, I can make up for it with X, Y, Z. That's the technicalities of the job, really. But I think being a good person, being nice, is going to get you way further than being entitled and bratty. Like, no one actually gives a fuck if you have a few million followers online or a few hundred thousand or whatever. Like, you're still a human. You're still a normal person. Like, you know, just don't act like you're any better than other people. And I think that's something that we've always run with. It's like, and what I've always said to anyone that follows me or the podcast or whatever is like, we're equals. I never want someone to feel like, and I used to hate when people would say, oh, I want to be like you or like, it's good to look up to someone, but I would always hate when someone would say, I just wish I was you.
Yeah.
Or I could be like you. I'm like, but you're you and that's your superpower. And like, that's something amazing about you. I think forming a relationship with people that follow you online where you're equals.
Yeah.
I hate when you see people that just put themselves on a pedestal, like my fans.
Yeah,
my
fans. I hate that too. It's so cringe. And when they start talking as if they're better than them and like giving advice as if like they're on, basically a pedestal. It's like, no, we're in this together. We always do that. We're pretty open with whatever we're going through, but we'll also be like, look, we're not there. Like, we're trying to work on these things too. Like, we're actually just sharing our journey with you. We're not here being like, okay, guys, this is how you do this.
And there's so many things I wish I could have done differently. And as I'm trying to tell you guys, the main one is like, I wish I stayed more true to myself. And now I'm going on that journey, finding myself again and like what the core of Cardia is, because it's gotten so, you know, messed around with being in the industry. And it has created genuinely so much exhaustion with being in the industry. And it's made me kind of go like, whoa, I need to find other avenues where I can get my like passion back and hobbies back with this.
But also I think you had a very strong like image and branding back then, which was like hippie. Byron Bay Cardia. But that's not also you anymore. You don't live in Byron Bay anymore. You still enjoy festivals, but you're not at every festival that exists anymore.
Yeah.
Like that's not even who you are as Cardia. So I think you were struggling for a bit on trying to like be that person still and give your audience that version.
Yeah, I just like grew up.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And I would have to say to people all the time, it would make me so upset when people were like, we miss the old you. And I was like, but I've grown up.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm trying to bring you on the evolution, but I've just changed a bit. And it's still, that is the thing is though, that person is still me in my core. Put me in a fucking festival in a field in a little like skirt with some jingles on, and I'm gonna run around and have a great time. I'll make a video that's probably gonna be the exact same as when I was younger, but it's not my everyday anymore. And I think like that can be a part as well that you have to accept when you're coming to being online, is sometimes people aren't gonna like when you change.
Well, I think people were just getting a little bit mixed up. Like the essence of like why they loved those videos is it probably lit a fire in their belly to like live a free spirited life and be true to themselves and be authentically themselves. Mm. And I think you still have that essence to you. If you listen to your messaging when you do jump online and talk in your YouTube videos or any sort of content, you still have that essence to you. It's just a different kind of movie that the messaging is in now.
Totally.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Long story short, when you sign up to doing social media, I think you need to have a very tough mind. There's obviously incredible people online that are so supportive and lovely. And like, I think we're really lucky. We've never gotten much hate. Like,
no.
I feel blessed for that. Yeah. But some of our peers, like, holy hell, I've seen them just go through hell with like people being so nasty and mean. But it is just that thing where it's like, you can't look at it and you can't obsess about it. Like people are always going to have their thoughts. And like you hear this all the time, but just know that if this is something you want to do, like the wins you're going to have from it are so much better than what the fucking loser behind that laptop or phone is having. So it's just like you got to push past it.
And there's great features these days. You can restrict accounts,
yes.
Which means
block words as well.
Block words. You can comment on someone's post, and if you restrict that person, they can't see that their comment isn't on there or there's heaps of different things. You can block people, but I think restricting's the best because sometimes if you block them, it makes them angry and they just keep creating accounts and then like control you, but like can troll you, not control. But anyways, that's the great thing about this day and age.
I think that we could definitely delve more into like how to actually the technical sides of influencing and even like all that. But I think to touch on like content.
Yeah.
I think why don't we just talk about what we do in terms of content? Because we're not pro. Like
this is the thing with us. We both lack structure, I would say. Both like,
yeah.
At, you know.
I think we still take it like treat it as a hobby.
Yeah, like it's kind of like we forget that it's our job sometimes and we don't actually dedicate. If we were to sit down.
But I think we're harsh on ourselves because we're actually out here doing a lot.
Yeah. It feels like we're constantly busy, but we also have big social lives.
Yeah.
But that's also very much part of our job as well because we're at events, you know, it can be up to 3-4 times a week. We're at events, you know, those events. For starters, you have to get ready for it. That's a solid hour. Then you have to get there. That can be sometimes another solid hour. Then you have to be at the event. That's another solid 1 to 2 hours. Then you have to get home. That's another hour. That's 5 hours.
Well, no, then you have to get home and edit content from the night and upload content. And then all of this, the thing you have to understand with influencing is a lot of the work is unpaid.
Oh, yeah. A lot.
With the hours that I could add up that I have worked unpaid is quite astonishing. And that's fine because you do it because you love the brand. You do it because you love doing it.
Yeah.
But you just got to be aware that sometimes you got to do stuff you don't want to. The thing, you don't have to go to events though. This is the thing. You can pick and choose who you want to be in the industry.
Yeah.
Like, I love my girl, Matilda Jerf. She's out here slaying. Do you see her at events? She keeps to herself. She keeps to her life. She picks and chooses. And
but she's kind of the exception, not the rule.
I know, because she, Matilda Jerf,
she's just one of a kind.
Baby gal, you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
She is one of a kind. But like there's...
Speaking on general, I feel like going to events, it getting is your helpful. Face and name out there, networking, meeting other influencers. Like it's showing that you're busy as well, booked and busy. I think that's a really important thing. Like obviously it can be a little bit of smokes and mirrors a lot of the time.
Oh, social media is a facade.
Yeah.
You can literally form any kind of... You know,
identity
you want, which is terrifying. I don't suggest building a fake life, but
if that's what's going to get you to
play on player,
then kudos.
I think that talking on content and structuring it, honestly, I do still treat it like a hobby. I've never changed the way that I've gone about doing content. We have some friends that are like, content day, and I literally want to vomit in a bag because I have never done it like that, and it's just no judgment. For me. I don't like it. I don't like being like, I'm going out with my five outfits and planning out and shooting. That sounds efficient though.
Mm.
And absolute respect to girls that do that. I just am like not here for that because it's not fun. I don't want to do something that doesn't feel fun. So my content comes pretty organically. Like if I'm out, I'm just really good at passing the phone to a friend. I don't really care. Mm. I'm like, hey, can I just get some help quickly? Like your friends are there to help.
Yeah.
You're all out. Just take some cute pics. Like, oh, we're at this cute little venue. Like I'm wearing a cute little fit. Can you just take a quick photo of me or bring the film camera out? Or
you're better at that. You're good
I'll
at that.
I'll just do it as I go, as my life unfolds. Like that's the kind of content for me that I enjoy doing, or I'll video as I go. Obviously different with brand deals. They need to be more planned out if it's like a paid piece of content. But I've never been someone to structure mine, and I don't think I ever will, just because I don't find enjoyment in it.
Well, I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
I have to kind of plan mine out because I'm too in the moment. I forget to pull out my cameras and get photos, or sometimes I just can't be like, I just don't feel like it.
No, there's days where it depends.
Yeah.
But
I think for me, I just have to like be a little bit more planned with even like more organic content. I still will plan it out because I want it to just, I don't know, I have like, I don't plan out my feed, but I kind of plan out my feed in my head. I'm like, okay, I want some filler photos because I know I've got some brand deals coming up and I don't want it to be like brand deal, brand deal, brand deal. So I think for us, like I kind of plan my content weekly. Do you?
No?
You don't?
I've never planned a thing.
Oh. Well, yeah, I feel like we're both a bit different in that
maybe
field.
Besides like a YouTube video, like, oh, next week I'm going to do a YouTube. Back in the day, I would plan out my YouTube videos. I used to post 3 YouTube videos a week.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that.
Like, mummy was hustling.
Is that
I don't
when
know
you were
how.
At school as well?
No. I was just living in Sydney.
Oh, okay. I thought you were at school as well.
I posted a lot when I was in school. During school.
But it's so fun back then, as in like, it's so exciting. Like, you feel like you're doing something.
It was a hobby. That's why, I mean, I've tried to maintain the element of it being a hobby since forever. That's how I think I've stayed in it for so long, because I'm just like boppity boppin. Documenting my life.
Me and Emily Vens would plan weekends around. We would like plan all these fun things, but we would be getting photos of it. So like we would do a road trip and we would go to the farm and then we'd get a picnic.
Planning content like that, I agree, is good.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to Soho Farmhouse, like you best believe the film camera's coming. We're getting some cute pics.
Yeah. You create like little adventures around your content.
Yeah.
Or we just enjoyed documenting our content. So then like we'd make vlog. Well, I would make vlogs. Mm. And then, we'd be like, okay, I've got to do a job for Uber Eats. Let's do this.
Yeah, I think if you're starting out and you don't say have someone that can come with you for a whole day to do like say a content day, if that's what if you wanted to shoot fashion or stuff or anything like that, I think doing what I do and like just in moments when you're out with friends, like, hey, can you get a quick photo? My mum was my best asset. Mm. My mother has taken most of my most iconic photos.
Yeah.
I just taught her how to use my camera. I would do the editing and stuff and like, or just on the phone, like, there's people like people around you are the best helps, and just doing it in that way is a good way. If you don't have time or if you're still working a full-time job and you can't go shoot a bunch of content, that's a really great way that you can just get some lifestyle kind of moments, because people love that. People just want to see what you're up to.
Yeah. And I think as well, it's really vital to have TikTok these days. Like I think trying to be active on TikTok. And I think the only way to do that is to either plan it out so that you're not sitting there scrolling like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Plan out a few different types of TikToks, whether it's, you know, outfit of the days or a makeup video or a little, you know, vlog like on there. But I think also following trends on TikTok is important, but putting your own twist onto it.
The only time I'm going to say following trends to jump on is TikTok. And I fucking love TikTok. I think it's so fun. It's like it's somewhere you can take yourself not as seriously, because I feel like Instagram is a bit of a portfolio these days.
But the reason why I love TikTok trends is because you see how everyone puts their own twist on the trend. It's actually almost like, how did this person make it unique?
Yeah. Yeah, TikTok is we should have prefaced. I feel like I'm talking a lot about Instagram.
Yeah.
A lot about Instagram and like
I guess. Well, that's kind of where YouTube. We started in our niche.
But TikTok's like, you do whatever the fuck.
It's my favorite to scroll on, and it's actually my favorite to post on now. It's just I'm still getting used to posting on
it's
there.
It's different. I found it hard because I'm so used to long form content, like doing 30-minute to 40-minute YouTube videos weekly to now like make it 10 seconds. I'm like, I talk a lot. How the fuck am I supposed to do that? But I think
just hate editing.
The key with TikTok is consistency. Yeah. You know this. Finding your niche on there.
Yeah.
What kind of content you're doing. Having like that reference point. And on any platform, you need to figure out what is your key core things that people are going to you for. So like mental health, both of ours actually, you know, that you're going to go, you're talking about like your weekly planning, your journaling, all of that, like same spirituality. I think having key points that you're always hitting on here and there, it creates familiarity.
Familiarity.
Oh my god!
Something's changed.
I know that's the word I can never say. Don't get me to say it again. But
say it one more time.
Familiarity.
It was a fluke.
Yeah, it was a fluke. I can never say that fucking word. But it creates that sense of
familiarity.
There we go. Comfort, so people know what they're getting.
Yeah, it's when they click onto your page, it's familiar.
Something I would also recommend, which we don't know how to master, is consistency.
Yeah.
People apparently love consistency.
Yeah.
Shouts to people that watch me on YouTube. You know I don't know how to do that.
Well, I feel like you've been much better lately.
Twice in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I said to Lola yesterday, I said, I'm going to post a YouTube video every week until the end of the year.
Oh, well, that's a big goal.
Big goal. Big goal for a big girl. I'm going to do it.
You should set yourself a little reward if you do it.
Okay, what should it be? I'll buy that Chanel bag.
Oh, which is why
I know, talking about like not materialistic things, but there's a bag I want.
Well then, yeah, you know you should do that because you've been harping on about that bag all year.
I know, harping annoyingly.
Yeah, get it. Go on.
Well, if I achieve it, then yeah, I'll buy it for myself.
Well, that's motivation.
Yep.
So yeah, basically to end it, I think the key points to take away from this is be authentic. Find your niche, have consistency, and believe in yourself.
Sky's the limit. Really is. Manifest. Like honestly, link spirituality with all of this. Like manifesting is, I think, one of the biggest things that has helped me with this. Like the more you vocalize what you want out of this, the more you actually see it in your mind and you put it out there. It's really crazy. It's really crazy what like can could just come into your like bubble.
But also be careful because there's scientific proof out there that if you tell your goals to too many people, it releases the dopamine in your brain and makes you feel like you've already done it. So therefore you don't have the drive to do it as much.
But also I believe that when you already feel like you've achieved it or you have a certain thing, it actually welcomes it in because there's two different ways of it's complicated.
Well, one's science and one is more like spirituality.
I don't know, because I tell everyone everything. I'm like yum, about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with telling maybe people that you trust.
Yeah.
But
oh yeah, I'm not out there telling like, you know, so and so I'm in Baz Luhrmann's next film.
Yeah.
Because well, we all know
just told the whole world.
It's gonna happen. Well, just letting you guys know so you can sit down and, you know, manifest Baz in your dreams. You don't know who Baz is.
Well, I forgot to mention at the start when I was in Bali and we did like that big vision session and manifestation session, I got an email from Maybelline the next day for a 12-month contract.
That.
And that's what made me quit my job. So I think in an episode coming up, I'm not going to say the next because it might not come next, but we should do a more in-depth on manifestation, visionary.
I think we have before.
What did we call it? I know, but we should do an updated one.
Yeah, maybe an updated one on actually setting goals within influencing or social media.
I've pretty much got on how to set goals and how to break it down.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed and we'll see you next week.
Bye.